All right, we're going to that Gemara in Sota just for a moment. I'm not going to stay too long. To answer the question, why Tosas says V'chein Mashma? Where is that? Where does he say that? Oh, yeah. Uvesota Perak HaYamevi Mashma D'Sakin Mekadesh Le'Ladam. It's Mashma. The problem is, the Gemara seems to say it openly, not mashma. Because the Gemara says, V'nosna l'toh kli shares, u'mekadsho b'kli shares. And the Gemara asks, that's by Menachas. So the Gemara says, Lama li, ha'kit shechad azimna, mi dahav adam, dam afgav de kadishte b'sakin b'tzavar b'hema, hadem mekadish le b'kli shares. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya, why Menachas, you Mekadesh the Menachas twice, from exactly the case of Shechita. That you see, even though you Mekadesh the Dam, B'tzavar Bahema, with the Sakin, then you Mekadesh it again when you do Kabbalah and the Klishares. So what Mashma? It's open Gemara that you Mekadesh the Dam, B'tzavar. Right? That was the question. So what, it sounds like an open, first of all, what does Rabbeinu Ephraim do with this Gemara? And why does Tosas only say it's mashma? So I think the pshat is, see, because Rabbeinu Ephraim could respond in the following way. See, the Gemara does not say you have to do that. So what Rabbeinu Ephraim would tell you is, I agree that if you use a kli shares, it would be a mekadesh the dam. If you use the kli shares for shechita, it would be mekadesh the dam. But who says you need to do that? I'm not denying it would work. So all that Gemara is trying to show you is that it's not impossible to have kiddush twice. Now, of course, you have to define what the advantage of Kiddush twice is, but I'm going to hold off, because we'll hold off when we do the Rambam and the Ramban, or I should say the end of Tosas. That's a good question. But that's why Tosas says it's Mashma, because Tosas knows very well that nowhere in the Gemara does it say that this is what you have to do. You chayav l'kadesh is adam twice. All the Gemara utilizes that just like by Shechita, if you were to use a kli shares, it would be mekadesh the dam b'tzavar, and yet no one says that you wouldn't be mekadesh it again with the kli shares of Kabbalah. Of course you would. So it's not ridiculous to have kiddush twice, a maisa kiddush twice. But it's not a raya that you chayef to do such a thing. That's why Tosas says Mashma, that's why Rabbi Ephraim would have no problem with that Gemara. The only thing that remains, as I said, is what kind of idea is that to be Mekadesh twice? We'll come back to that problem. Alright? So we'll just wait till we get to the end of Tosas and we do the Ramban and the Rambam. We'll come back to that issue. Okay. So let's go further. Okay. Then he answered the question of Krumish. Oh, yeah. Vahi de Krumish Shulkana, Ikalameima Shetikna Vasokli. Yeah, what about the Gemara in Chulin? That they used the Krumish Shulkana? So Tos says, no, they made it into a Kli. They made it into a Kli, and therefore it does have a status of a Kli Sharis. It's not just Stame, a blade of reed, you know, a blade of grass, whatever you want to call it. Okay. And that Gemara is Alibid Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can make klisharis out of eights. Not like what Rebbe holds. Rebbe holds in Gemara's Sukkah, right, on Nunbeis, I think Nunbeis on Mubeis, that you can't. The klisharis has to be matches. Okay. Vahi de'eludvorim Amar Kol Echad Hikdish Sakino Be'erev Shabbos. Yeah, by the way, the reason why it's a Gemara Sukkah is Gemara has a question over there. whether or not the Khalil, they were makab the Khalil, that was like some kind of a flute of some kind, that was part of the Nisa Chamayim, I believe. The Gemara has the famous machlokas over there, whether Iker Shira Bepeh or also Bekli. What's the real din of Shir? And the question there hinges on whether or not you say the Khalil had a status of Kli Sharis. And that's the question of whether Kli Eitz could be Kli Sharis. All right, but anyhow, I'm not going to get lost in that problem. Good sugya for sukkahs. All right. Now it says, Vahide elo dvarim eima kolecha higdish sakina b'erev Shabbos. Aye, what about Azraya from Sachem? That everyone brought their own sakin for the Korban Pesach? So the answer is, no problem. They were makadish the sakin before Shabbos. End of story. Okay. Vahai delo tanan hocha shchitasim b'kli sharis b'tzafon kidisnam b'kabbalah lo dummy. Dipikabala nami lo hiskira kli elamishum de boy shi gama kli b'tzafon. Lafuke ima behema b'tzafon v'kli b'darom v'adam mikaleach b'socha. Right, so now Tosa says, now insofar as his major point, that why is there an absence of the term Kli Shares by Shechita, the answer is that the only reason why it says Kli Shares by Kabbalah is not to tell you that Allah that it requires a Kli Shares. Of course Avodas require a Kli Shares. But the answer is because he wants to tell you that the Kli itself has to be in the same makam. The Kli has to be in the makam. Okay? You can't have the Kli b'darom v'adam mekaleach b'socho. Right. Which probably, I would say, is, again, that why, what is that requirement? That the Kli shoreis itself has to be b'tzafon, or right, in the same makom? Again, that's halach in shiaris. That emerges from the idea that Kabbalah ve'elach is shiaris. So it's improper for shiaris that you have the dam being mekaleach over into a different zone, to a different thing. It's not a proper way of shiaris. So that's why the kli is ton tzafon also. And now Tosfos goes to prove that whenever it mentions Kli Shares, it's not because it's looking to tell you that you need a Kli Shares, but it's to tell you that the Kli Shares has a din of makom. And he shows it to you. Why? Teda, the Bechol Hano, the Bo Tzafin, Ketani Shechita, Vechule, Vekibel Daman, the Kli Shares, Betzafa. Vegabi Kachim Kalim, Sheshchitasin, Bechol Makom Bazara, Lo Ksani, Vekibel Daman, the Kli Shares. You see, Bakelchim column where you can do it in any place in the Azara, there it doesn't use the expression V'kibol Dama B'kli Shares. Afgav the boy Kabbalah B'kli Shares, even though the Kabbalah of Kachi column also requires Kli Shares. So why doesn't it mention it? Oh, because the answer is it could be done anywhere in the Azara. The Kli doesn't have to be in any specific makom. It's always in the same makom as the Avod, as the Shiaris. Okay? All right. V'chein le'il perek sheni desanya. Kachem kalam shchitasim bifnim, v'kibol damam b'kli shareis bifnim. Okay, kachem kalam does have one idea of makam, even though it's b'chol azara, but that's exactly correct. It has to be b'azara, it has to be bifnim. It can't be mi b'chutz. Asa l'ashmu, and therefore it uses the term, and it has the term b'kli shareis. Asa l'ashmu inin, shetzerach shi'a kli bifnim. So that's exactly what it's telling you, that the kli has to be bifnim. La'afuke imrov ha'kli b'chutz. Yeah, where's that? Some gears here. Imrov ha'kli b'chutz umiuta b'fnim. See the hegos, what is it? It's on kachim. Umiuta b'fnim v'mekabal adam b'miyat shebifnim afal b'shein adam b'fnim nisol b'yotze. Nevertheless, it's no good. Yeah, in other words, all the Gemara there is telling you a chiddush. The reason why it says Kli Shares, because it's telling you that the Kli Shares has to be bifnim. And to exclude which case, if you have a majority of the Kli b'chutz, and the mi'ir of the kli is bifnim. So you have 3/4 of the kli outside, 1/4 inside. Okay, it's right at that line of demarcation between the azara and chutz. And now what happens? Now you're makabel adam into the mi'ut of the kli. So even though it's true the dam doesn't suffer from the psul of yotze, because technically the chefta shel dam is not outside, but nevertheless the Kabbalah is no good. Because the Kabbalah is halacha in the kli has to be bifnim. And since rov kli is outside, it's a lack in the very shiaris of the Kabbalah. Even though the chefta shel dam doesn't have a psul of yotze. But the Maisa Kabbalah is improper. The Maisa Kabbalah is improper. So that's why you use the term, Kli Shareis, there, to teach you that case. Okay. So Tosis is very good. He went and showed you consistently, every time it uses Kli Shareis, it has something to do with the concept of Makom, Makom Havoda. Makom Havoda. And that's how he explains, and by Shechita, of course, there's no necessity for such a thing like that. Because the shechita, by definition, is going to have to be the kli shareis, by definition, by the nature of the activity, has to be in the same makom as the behema. So therefore, there's no need to mention it. But where they could be split, like a Kabbalah, you can have the animal in one spot and Kabbalah somewhere else. So therefore, the Mishnah went out of its way to say Kli Shareis. Okay? Then Tosa says another possibility, Inami Mishum De'ika Asha Mitzora Shemiskabel B'yad Itzrich L'misni B'chulohu Kodshim V'kibel Domen B'Kli Shareis B'tzafan. Okay. All right, we'll take up the business with Asha Mitzora in the Gemara. That's the first Gemara. All right. All right. Umiyu yesh ladatek. Okay, so at this point, Tosis basically is holding his shita, that shita absolutely needs a kli shareis, because kli shareis is not a halacha just in shiaris, but halacha in the Maisa Voda. Maisa Voda itself requires Kli Shareis. And now he takes up a problem. Umiyo yesh ladakdek meha betosefta de menachas chomer bekemitza mebeshchita. What's the chomer of kemitza over shchita? Sheha kemitza tuuna kli. Vashchita ain't a tuna kli. Ella filu krumis shel kana. So that sounds pretty bad. Sounds like a good thing for Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? So Tosa says v'al karchach lo kamar de lo tiboy kli klal. They can't tell me that it's coming to tell you when it says ain't a tuna kli, then it means it requires no kli at all. That's not possible. Do amrina ma ola tuna kli? Ella de lo boy kli shareis kamar. So it must be it's coming to say that it's not, it doesn't require kli shareis. So therefore, it's an open raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's an open raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim that shechita doesn't require a kli shareis. So what is Tosa's answer? Umiyo yesh lefaresh delo chayshinan lekli yofe kamar. Now that's not, it doesn't mean it doesn't require a kli shareis. When it says ain't a tuna kli, which it could, right? It means it's ain't a tuna kli yofe. El afilu krumish shulkana. In other words, that's going to go according to Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda, who holds that a kli shareis could be eitz. He's going to learn that Gemara is Aliba de Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda, not Aliba de Rebbe. Rebbe would never say such a thing like that. Okay, that Tosefta has to be in line with Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda. So it's saying, "Delo chayshinin l'kli yofa, delo pasla kruma shulkana mishum hakriveo na lefechasecha." That you don't say that it's pasul because of the famous pasuk of hakriveo na. When you bring something inferior. So the pasuk says, the implication of the pasuk is that it's pasul whenever you have the problem of hakriveo na lefechasecha. Right? Because what does the rest of the pasuk say? Yeah, now I'll quote the full pasuk. It's Malachi Perak Aleph. V'chisa gishun l'iver l'zboach ein ra. V'chisa gishu piseach v'chola ein ra. Hakriveu na lefechasecha? Hayirtzecha hayisa panecha, Amar Hashem Tzvakos? When you go ahead and you bring these lowly things, do you think God, you're a ratzui before Hashem? Hayisa panecha? Don't think that. Do not make that mistake. Okay? The implication of the pasuk is that it's pasul, just like by a mum, by those cases, iver, chola, okay. So Tosus is saying over here that the Tosefta is coming to tell you that if you use krumah shulkana, you don't violate, you don't suffer the problem of hakriveo na lefechasecha. Ki de parach hashas besota beperak hayomevi gabi kefifa mitzris the doronho shederech lahavi bekli noa aval b'shchita lo chayshina. So there, when it's talking about bringing the solas hamincha minchas knos minchas sota, so the Baal was allowed to bring it in a kafifa mitzvahs. And the Gemara there asked the kasha of about what about hakriveo na lefechasecha. So Tosus is saying that's exactly what the Tosefta, that's where its vantage point is. It's coming to tell you straight up that by shchita ain't a tuna kli yofa el afila kruma shulkana. Why? Because there's no problem by shchita of hakrifeyu no lefechasecha. But by kafifa mitzris, where it's a dorong, the Baals bring it as a, so to speak, a gift, a dorong lifnei Hashem, there the Gemara sees it as a problem. What happened to hakrifeyu no lefechasecha, to bring a kafifa mitzris as a inferior kli? It's actually a kli also made out of like reeds, I think. You know, like a straw kind of thing. But over here, the Gemara here, that's what Tosus is learning, that there's no problem. So what's Tosus's svara here? What is his svara? Yeah. David wanted to say, maybe just say simply, that by the reason why shchita doesn't have the problem of hakriveona is because it's not shiaris, and only shiaris has the idea of hakriveona. There's only one problem, because the Gemara says that the case by kafifa mitzris, that when the baal brings the kafifa mitzris, like Rashi says, haya mevias haminchasa habal kidechsev vehevias karbana. That's in the beginning of the Mishnah. Kafifa mitzris sal shel notzrei dekel zrodim shegidelim saviv adekel. Okay, so the Gemara asks Akasha that kafifa mitzris lo chazia isn't fit to be a kli haroy l'kli shares. So the Gemara says, command the lo k'Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda. This is not like Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda. Why? Desanya kli sharei shason shel eitz, Rabbi Posel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir. So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda said, a kli eitz can be good. So Gemara says, afila tamer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Dam Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Bechashuvin, Bepechusin Miyomar. As we only, maybe Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda held that it's true, a kli eitz could be kli shareitz, but that's only if it's chashuv. But Pechusin, maybe not. So Gemara says, no, let's lay Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hakrivei on Elef Echasecha. So therefore, the Kfifa Mitzvah is good. Oh, but the Kfifa Mitzvah is not involved in the Shiaris. Yeah. So it would seem. See, it could be a different answer. See, Kostosis gives you a svara. Gabi kfifa mitzris de dorono, shederach lahavi bekli noya, aval bishchita lo chayshina. See, even Tosa's words doesn't sound like he's answering that shiaris. Because then he doesn't have to tell you over there that it's Doron. So, it sounds like what Tosa is saying is the following. That shchita is just that. It's a functional thing. It's a maisa shchita. So in a maisa shchita, in a functional thing, there's no idea of hider. Hider doesn't apply. You can't say hakriveyo no lefecha secha. Hakriveyo no lefecha secha is very good when it's a matana, when it's a doron. But when it's just merely a functional thing, then you don't say it. You're not mahadir a function. It doesn't make sense. That's what Tosafta is saying. So that's why the Tosafta said that it's einatuna kli yafeh, afilu kruma shalkana. The shchita is merely a functional thing. It's a matir. You have to render the behema from a chai into a mace without rendering it into an avela. You have to be matir it for achila, just like achila sa'adam by chulin. You have to be matir it here too. So simply, it's a functional thing. There's no idea about the status. The madrega of the kli that you're using, but when you're bringing a daron, so then we know very well that in a daron the presentation is very important. That's exactly why people wrap gifts, because it's not just a functional thing of here's the gift, use it. So that's what Tosa's answer. His second answer, Ina mikfifa mitzris mechueris yosa mikruma shalkana, I leave that to you guys to explain. I don't have his. You need a certain aesthetic here for this. That he wants to say that according to the Gemara, he's not going by his functional answer. Sounds like he's saying, even if it's a function, but if it's part of avoda, somehow there is an aesthetic that has to apply. The only thing is, why the Gemara says Kruma Shulchan is good and is bothered by Kfifa Mitzris is because Kfifa Mitzris is even Mechoeris, is more disgusting or more lowly. Okay? But definitely one thing, in his Inami, he's not going along the lines of the functional idea. That's for sure not. Just by the mincha, the Baal has to bring it. Like, that's his contribution to the mincha sota. He brings it. Yeah, he has to bring it from his home, from his things. You wouldn't say that by klisharis, like a Kabbalah. Because it's not just a function. It contains it. It's containing it. It's holding it. It's not there just to prevent it from falling to the ground. It's a container for the Dom. It's a container for Dom Kodesh. So therefore, it could have a din of Akrivei or no. Shechita, though, has no toch. It's not a container of any kind. It's simply a function. So basically, you have the Machlokas, Rabbi Ephraim, and Tosus. And then, the last move, Tosus takes up the problem, does Hakriveyo no lefechasech apply to a sakin shel klisharis? A further issue. Okay. Now let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Rambam. And we still have to answer that Rabbi Ephraim about that we asked before in Gemara Sofer. But let's take a look at the Rambam. So the Rambam is in Maisa Karbanos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin. Kol Hazvachim, Ein Shochtin Osam Lechatchila, Ela Besakin Meklishares. Vim Shochat Bedavar Sheshochetin Boachulin, Afilo Bekrumis Shalkona, Sharon. Yeah, what? The question is, though, what's the lechachil and what's the b'di'evet? That's the problem. I mean, does this thing require a klisharis? Yes or no? If it doesn't, what's the lechachila? If it does, what's the b'di'evet? What kind of lach is this? What's the lechachil and b'di'evet? When you have a chiba d'yevet, there has to be some kind of an idea, a kiyum, in the lechatchila. But what is it? That's the problem in the Rambam. Yeah. Take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban in Chulin, on that sugya, on Krumah Shalkana. So the Ramban on Daf Gimel. Yeah, 1 second. Daf Gimel. All right, I bought the new one just in time, I see. Here it is. Right, he goes through the whole business here. Ah, so he says this. He says in the middle of that piece, he says, "V'salka daitach lo be'in and kli shareis b'shchita, heicha sakinim kedoshim mekachim, Elohainet taima, mishum da sakin l'mayasi, lekachol l'dam shebet savar behema." Right? What does the sakin come to do? To makadish the dam at the behemoth, the side, right? At the neck of the behemoth. V'keivan da hadar makadish lo b'kli shoreis the Kabbalah. But since we need to go and be makadish it again with the kli shoreis of Kabbalah, b'di'eved leslan ba. That's why b'di'eved, it's okay if you don't use a kli shoreis. Because it'll be Makudish anyhow at the next step. V'hachi nami mashma b'perki amevi b'mesecha sota. You see? That's how he learns the Gemara in Mesecha sota. V'hainu detanya b'sosefta. And now this is how he interprets the Tosafta, not like Tosis. Chomer bekemitza bebeshchita. Shakemitza tuna kli, masha'en kein beshchita. Lomar de shchita ksherah below kli shares, b'diavad. So he learned it straight. When it says it's ain't a tuna kli, it means ain't a tuna kli at all. It means it ain't a tuna kli shares. Okay? Why? Because b'diavad, it's going to be good. Because you're going to be a kaddish v'dam with the kli shares of Kabbalah. So, now it could be that that's the way the Rambam understands it. That's what the Rambam means. That's his lachatchilah b'diavad. We don't know. The Rambam doesn't give you the information about the lachatchilah b'diavad. But the Ramban has the same idea of lachatchilah b'diavad, and he gives a reason. Yisimim kaddish v'dam. So the question is, so what's the lachatchilah? So what's the lachatchilah? That's what we want to ask the Ramban. Okay? Yeah. Rebbe gave a very nice mashal to explain this. Very nice mashal. He said, imagine two cases. There's one case is that you come over to my house and I say to you, are you hungry? And you say, yeah. I said, okay, let me give you a little dinner. Right, so I open up my fridge, my freezer, I take out whatever, some chicken and this and that. I heat it up or I cook it for you, whatever the case may be. I make you some vegetables or this, some rice, whatever, right? And serve you dinner. So that's a very nice, kavod, achnasas orchem, that I just did. But you see, what happens if I invite you over, but I went to the supermarket knowing exactly what you like, and I went and bought all those ingredients, and now I go ahead and I cook all those ingredients for you when you come over? That would be a different expression. So he wanted to say that's the difference between the chil and the diavad. See, here you're dealing with, achilas mizbeach. Kvod shemayim. So therefore, the minute the dam is separated from the guf habahema, so now if you're makadish it then you're already being machshir the dam for the shiaris of the dam. So now that the dam that's going into the kli is already dam that's makudash with the din of a cheftishal korban, and now you makadish it lizrika. You're taking that dam and you're being makadish it lizrika. So that to be machshir the dam kodem the kiddush of zrika, that's a kiyam in the korban. That's a kiyam in the avoda. If you don't do it, so the dam will be mekudesh anyhow at the kli sharis. But the dam wasn't prepared for the kli sharis. That's the way it was. So b'diavad it's good because at the end of the day you're going to be machshir the dam lezrika lemizbeach. But it'll be a lack in the avoda if you don't do that preparatory step where you machshir the dam immediately and you mekadesh it as a separate entity, not just as a result of the behema. But it's a specific, kiddush of the cheftishal dam per se. That's the lachatchila. And that will explain also Rabbi Ephraim, except he argues, of course, with the Ramban and the Rambam at one point. He doesn't hold it lachatchila b'diavad. But he doesn't deny that if you'd like to have that kiyum and be makadish the dam with kli shoreis, you can. It would not be a ridiculous thing. But the Torah didn't demand that of you. That'll be the difference. Going to him, it's just like it would just be like a kiyum. To be a kiyum, you're not chayiv in such a kiyum. According to the Ramban and the Rambam, you're chayiv in that. It's a chiyum, it's a chachila. But b'di'evet, it's still good, because you'll still be mekadesh t'dam at the time of the thing, and therefore make it roi for l'mizbeach. So that's the idea. That's the machlokes. That'll be the machlokes between Rabbi Ephraim and so you have three shitas really. If, of course, no surprise, you have every possibility, right? You have Tosus who says you chayev to use a kli shareis. You have the Ramban and the Rabbi Ephraim who hold it's l'chadchila, but b'di'evet you can dispense with it. And then you have Rabbi Ephraim who says it's a kiyum, but there's no chiyuv whatsoever. Because it's not shiaris. That's it, guys. Yeah, according to Salach and Maisa Avoda, and therefore it's a chiyuv. That's right. There's according to Tosis, Yechayev. The minute the dam separates from the gufa behema, you chayev to be makadish that dam is dam shel carbon. And not to do it is not the proper maisa avoda of shechita. According to Tosa, be a posel. According to Ram and the Ramban, it wouldn't be. It would be a lechachila b'di'evet. According to Rabbi Ephraim, it would be a kiyum. For next week, do a little bit more in the Mishnah. We're going to take a little, an interesting little tangent. Right, in the Mishnah, you have the cases of Zrika on the Parochas. So I found a Grizz, and what I might do is, I guess I could upload it to Dropbox. I don't know if everybody has this. It's in the small volume called Chidushei Moran Riz Halevi on Kiddush HaChodesh, Yuma, and Sukkah. It's in that book. And it's on page... it's on page something. Hold on a second. Hold on. It's on page 38, at least in my edition. It's called Biyuma Daf Nun Dalet. It's a small little Gemara to do there. I mean, you should do the Gemara. Of course, you're going to have to do a lot of research as you go through the piece. You know, definitely look up the things that he has there. But it's a very... trust me, it's not something you're going to come across probably too many more times in your life. It's worth doing. It's a very interesting Grizz. It's a very exploratory Grizz, too. Very interesting. You get a whole area here about the parochas and kachim and kachim and kachim, and you'll see. It's a very interesting piece. Very interesting. So I like to do that. So just go further in the Mishnah, you'll see. He's going to talk about the zrika, the par v'sar shiyom kippurim, and then the chatas apnimiyim. Take a look, and it mentions zrika on the thing. So we'll talk about that a little bit, and we'll do the grizz on parochas. The main thing is, you know. So is that a good idea? Should I get this up on Dropbox somehow? Well, does everybody have this thing? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll email it to you, Shmo, and then you'll figure out how to email it to everyone else. That's exactly the problem. There you go. Now you understand the problem.